The Mishnah says in Megillah, Karu es haMegillah ba'ader haRishon v'nisabra haShana. One reads the Megillah in Adar Rishon, and then they find out afterwards that it's a leap year. So Koren oso ba'ader haSheni. So clearly we're talking about when they were Makadesh al Pi haRe'iyah, they used to be Magwei for the wind is to come, and it was a year-by-year thing. So when they had a 13th month, they used to call it Adar Sheni. However, sometimes they didn't know until after Purim. So therefore, they could have read it or not. So the Mishnah is talking where they thought it was only going to be one Adar. They read it. And then afterwards, on the 17th, 18th of the month, they found out Adar Sheni. So Korin also Adar Sheni. So today, we have a calendar from Hillel, so we already know when that this year is going to be a leap year. So therefore, it wouldn't be Nogea. It's only Nogea if one made a mistake for whatever reason. They thought they should read an Adar Rishon, so the Mishnah seems to say, Korin Oso Adar Sheni. You must reread it again, an Adar Sheni. So you notice the Lashon, this parenthetically, it says Adar HaRishon. Koren also ba'adar sheni. And it says, Amen adar harishon la'adar hasheni ela kriyas ha-megillah umatonas la'avyonim. Parenthetically, is a discussion, should you call it adar rishon or ha'adar or adar sheni? You know, or hasheni. So that's it. And someone bring a raya from the Russian HaMishnah that's referred to Ein ben Adar HaRishon v'Adar HaSheni. Either way, halachically speaking, the Mishnah says the difference is reading the Megillah and Matonas La'avyonim. What's the difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni? Whether we read the Megillah. In fact, there was a debate in the Gemara. When should we read the Megillah? When should we keep the laws of Purim? One opinion says, Ein ma'avirin ala mitzvahs, that we should keep it the first possible opportunity, and therefore we should read an Adar Rishon. That is not the opinion we follow la halacha. We follow the other opinion that says, no, we want to be masmik gula gula. We want to have the gula of Purim next to the gula of Pesach, so our minhag is to do it Adar Sheni. So today we do El Kriyas HaMegillah Matanos Rav Yonim. The Mishnah only states those two. What about having a Suda? And usually, because Kriyas HaMegillah and Matanot Rav Yonim go together, the Aniyim are waiting all year round for the Kriyas HaMegillah. Usually the Suda goes together with Shalach Manos, even though I'm not sure, even the Ran, those who would say you have a Chi of Suda on Adar Rishon, wouldn't say you have it, you do Shalach Manos. But some want to say that the Mishnah, When does Adar Aleph, the 14th and 15th, have some type of status? Is when, let's say, back in the day when they read the Megillah, they didn't know it was a leap year. They read the Megillah on Adar Rishon, and let's say on Purim itself, they realized the name was Abra Shana, then it retains as some level of Reva Kedusha's Purim. However, today, like we know, in advance, so that there's going to be a second Adar. So the Rush writes, that's right, there's no Isser. There would be no Isser of eulogies and fasting on this day. And in fact, some even say, you know, there's a Chiyuv to have a Suda on Purim Karta. Well, Halacha, we paskin, there is no Chiyuv Suda, even though in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, Tov Lev Mishnah Tamid, it's good to be Yarbet to be Marbek Sas in a Suda. And Lahalacha, we assume both the 14th and 15th. We do all the mitzvahs Hayom Lahalacha on Adar Sheni. On Adar Rishon, we kind of treat it like a quasi Yantov. In other words, there's no Tachanun in Shul. And we assume there's an Isser of eulogies and fasting. And we don't say Lamanat Seach, because Yadcha Hashem Yom Sarah, we don't do the Tehillim Chaf, because since it's not a Yom Sara, it's a festive occasion, so therefore we leave that out as well in our davening. And even though the Mishnah says Ein Ben Ada Harisha Ada Shein Elo Kriyas Megillah Vatelas Vayonim, we assume it's also perhaps the Suda and Shalach Manas. But another thing the Mishnah does not mention is the Arba Parshios, that we have we read Parsha Shkolim, Zacha, Paranachodesh. So that is a difference. We agree. Yohalacha, the only time we read the Arba Parshios is on Adar Sheni. So there are different, the Mishnah is focusing on the Purim distinction. But Yohalacha, there are other distinctions between Kriyas HaMegillah and Matanas Levionim.